reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
You're now dialed into the Voice of Tor podcast with your host, Luke Hay. The Voice of Tor podcast is brought to you by Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental.
Secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
Welcome back to another episode of Tor Tuesday. I am stoked to get this episode rolling here. I was just down in Elmer, New Jersey yesterday. This is Monday night. I was down on Sunday with the Tor crew, cutting trail, pounding stakes, and working on the extreme section, yada, 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 all that good stuff. The track is looking sick. If you have not seen my little preview video that I put together from the work we were doing over the weekend, head over to the Voice of Tor Instagram page or the Tor Racing GP page to check out that reel. Just a quick little breakdown of the track and a little behind-the-scenes footage of what we had going on over the weekend. But let's get down to business here. We are talking about the Dry Branch 40 GP this weekend, April 13th and 14th, located at 107 Harding Highway, Elmer, New Jersey, 08318. And the gate times are Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 9 to 10. And then Sunday, the gate opens at 6 a.m. for all those folks who arrive day of. We open up a little bit early for you, so you can get down to registration, get signed up, get your transponder, all that good stuff. Again, that is Friday at 4 to 10, Saturday at 9 to 10, and then Sunday the gate will open up at 6 a.m. Pre-registration will be closed on Thursday night at midnight. A lot of guys were confused last time around. They saw that, you know, that pre-registration was closed, and everybody kind of went into a panic, like, oh, wait, can I still register for the race? Can I show up and sign up on Sunday? Yes. Pre-registration is just to help speed up the process and limit the lines and the wait time for everybody. So it is a great idea to pre-register. However, if you miss the deadline, again, which is the Thursday at midnight before each race, so meaning this coming Thursday, the 11th at midnight, pre-registration will close, and you can still come and sign up at the race on Friday evening, Saturday, or Sunday, the day of the race. So the online pre-registration will close at Thursday at midnight. Pricing and all that stuff is normal as always. It is a $40 yearly membership, $20 day membership, $50 per class that you intend on racing, $40 for the peewee classes, and $60 for the pro classes. The gate fee, this is the entry fee for everyone, spectators and racers alike. It is a $20 entry fee. Five and under are free. And I am happy to say that we're bringing back the Ladies of Tor on Saturday. The Ladies of Tor will ride from 2 to 2:45, and that is a $35 fee. And for the Lightning Tykes on their Stasic bikes, they will be going off at 3 p.m. and concluding at 4 p.m. And we will be also highlighting the Jumping Over Obstacles. Is the only center-based company within the Tri-County area. They use applied behavioral analysis to help those with autism and those on the spectrum. Whether it is social skills, independent life skills, behavior modification, or academic pre-readiness skills, that is what Jumping Over Obstacles is there to help and provide those resources to folks in the spectrum, on the spectrum, and in the autism community. And it's based right here in Elmer, New Jersey. And donations will be accepted at the event. There will be a Jumping Over Obstacles vendor booth set up right there in, probably right by registration and everything. We just have to find a spot for them, but they're going to be right there, center stage with us. And all the donations and stuff, like I had mentioned, the funds will be used to assist clients within the community to gain access to Strider bikes. So Strider balance bikes are kind of like the precursor to the Stasic bikes. So Strider balance bikes increase hand-eye coordination along with balance, and they especially increase confidence in children who may not have any. So our goal is to give those with autism a chance to ride a balance bike. move on to bicycles, and eventually a dirt bike or a motorcycle. So make sure you stop by and check out the Jumping Over Obstacles tent. And we're really happy to be partnering with another local organization. And it's cool because they are based right in Elmer, New Jersey, the home of the Dry Branch 40. So now that we got all that good stuff out of the way, let's move on to the fun stuff here. All right, so where is the track? It is in Elmer, New Jersey. For those of you familiar with the area, you know where DTM is, the local dealership down there, and you might have heard of Stakeouts, the restaurant. So the track entrance is going to be located closer to Stakeouts, but it is right in between Stakeouts and DTM. So that's two good reference points for you if you're coming from either direction. You could be passing DTM, approaching Stakeouts, or you could be passing Stakeouts, heading towards DTM, and the track is right smack in the middle there. So as always, you'll see the big tour signs, the banners. You can't miss the entrance. Everything is going to be completely marked, and you guys shouldn't have any trouble finding the entrance. It is a nice long driveway. It's asphalt millings, compacted asphalt millings for the driveway, so should be pretty easy access in and out for campers and larger vehicles and all that good stuff. The parking lot is a sandy dirt. It's dry right now. I was just down there, like I said, on Sunday. Had no problem getting in and out. It's really, compacting really nice now. It's was just finished graded. You can also see that being done in my little preview video, my preview reel on Instagram. The landowner was out there taking care of that for us, and it's perfect. It really doesn't get any newer or fresher than this. It's a brand new facility to race on. It's a brand new parking lot for us. Everything is going to be brand new, so we're going to be breaking it in, and that also means we got to be taking care of it as well. So we want to be invited back, so keep that in the back of your mind when you're in your pits and all that stuff. As always, keep everything clean. Keep an eye on one another, keep your stuff locked up, and, like I said, keep an eye out for everyone, and just be there for your common man and the racer in the pits, and what else? Parking flat and clear. Yeah, again, we got a lot of questions about the parking. Parking is primo at this location, guys. It's going to be great, so don't worry about it. Bring everything, don't hesitate to bring your big rigs out. Like I said, it's going to be nice and flat and dry, hopefully, so... which leads me down to the soil conditions. It's a little bit more dirt than sand, at least compared to round one. I feel like round one we had a lot more sugary sand. It was more like kind of like beachy sand. And this place does have it. It has that sugary stuff, but like it's more dirt. You'll know it when you see it. It's got more roots and like those smaller pebbles. No big rocks, but like those. Like almost like pea gravel, and you could definitely see that there's more roots. You'll know it when you see it, that it's just a little bit different soil conditions than round one. It's a little bit more wide open, I would say, than round one. I feel like there was a lot more slaloms and trees and stick farms at round one. Round two, it's a little bit more wide open. We let the brush eye go to town, and the track is pretty wide. Now, with that said, there are maybe like two or three, tight sections where, it definitely gets down to a little bit of single track area, obviously multiple lane still areas for passing and everything, but it does get a little bony. But I would say for the most part, you guys are going to be ripping. Again, it's going to be right around I think it's going to be between 2.2 and 2.8 miles. Tegan was still getting it dialed in yesterday. He shoots to have a 5 minute and 25 second lap time, and he sets that himself. He's semi-retired, and he's also semi-pro still, so he can hammer out a fast lap time for us, and then that gives us an idea of what the pros will be running on Sunday, and then we kind of set everything up around that. So Tegan was running right around a 6 minute lap time. So he was going to try and, rein it in a little bit to get it down closer to that 5 minute and 25 second mark. So, again, between 2.2 or 2.4 and 2.8. So probably going to settle in again somewhere right around 2.5 mile long course. There is no open flames. That's New Jersey law. Wanted to highlight that too. So if you're out in the pits, Don't be burning with an open flame. Again, NJ Law, we're trying to work in compliance with everybody here. And again, since we are in New Jersey, that means that we cannot have anybody on the course, no spectators, guys. If you cross over the black fencing or if you go under or over the caution tape, you are doing something wrong and you are causing a huge liability for all of us. So just do not cross the track. If you see somebody crossing the track, yell at them for us. Tell them to get the hell off the track because of what I just said. It's a huge liability. So please keep that in the back of your minds. Everybody stay off of the course. All right. Moving down here on my list of things I want to check off. So it looks like as far as turnout's going to go in the pro class, unfortunately, I did mention that Jared had injured his knee, our 2023 pro class champion. So Jared will be sitting on the sidelines for round two. And you guys all heard in the last pod with Thorne Devlin, Thorne had surgery on his wrists, and he's going to be on the mend for a couple more weeks here, putting him out for round two as well. So with that said, it is really anybody's game. No Stoner, no Devlin. Dominic Morse is a question mark. I know this is a little bit off the beaten path for him to make his way back down here again. I don't know if he's got any conflicting series. I know Dominic is more committed to the, I think he said more the Winoa series, and he's going to be doing J-Days as well. And then we had Hunter Bush. That was where your second and third place guys at round one. So if they, you know, turn up, I know Hunter's a little bit more of a local guy, and he might be out there again, and he could be vying for a spot if Dominic's gone. And, you know, like I said, no Thorne Devlin, it could be Hunter Bush's time to shine, or maybe it could be somebody new. I know that there's a lot of fast guys that are, you know, showing up to and practicing for these races, and we had I think it was something like close to 40 guys in the pro line last round one. And if it's a turnout like that, then it's going to be something special. So keep your eyes out and open, guys. The pro class is going to be going off. That is race number 6 on the day. So it kind of gives everybody a chance to get back to their pits after their races and everything. Make their way down to the starting line again or to the extreme section. Pick out a good spot to watch the pro guys go off. It's going to be sick. The extreme section is pretty much dialed in. That was the last thing we did yesterday before I left. We were throwing tires around, throwing logs around. We have two skid steers going. Shout out to Bobcat of Vineland for hooking us up with a T770, I believe it was, that Tegan picked up. And that is a big, big skid steer. And I know Tegan's loving that thing. So track is going to be absolutely dialed for you guys. The parking is going to be perfect. And as far as I can see in the forecast right now, it looks like another bluebird day. So we're hoping for another record turnout. I just got a text here. This is from Tegan. Okay, this is awesome. So he had an idea the other day while we were down there, and it looks like he finally just executed on it. So I mentioned Stakeouts earlier. Stakeouts is the little restaurant right around the corner from the track, and it's actually close enough that you can walk there, and Tegan just cut in a trail from Stakeouts to the parking lot, and it will be marked with arrows just like a race course will be. So this is a walking path only, or you can ride your bicycles, but no motorized vehicles. Again, no motorized vehicles I'm seeing here in the text. So check that out. Come on down Friday or Saturday night, get your tent all set up or your RV, and then you can take a quick walk down to Stakeouts, the local joint, get yourself a cheesesteak. That's what I had yesterday, and I'm telling you what, it was pretty good. So that's pretty fun stuff. It's a nice little spot again, guys. And I do believe it is a bar. I don't quote me on that. I'm not a South Jersey native, but I think it's Stakeouts Bar and Grill. So get yourself a beer and a cheesesteak, and then make your way back over to the racetrack all within about 20 minutes. So how cool is that? Love it. All right. Well, I'm going to put a cap on this one. I think that just about does it. If you guys have any questions, feel free to message me directly, message the Voice of Tour page, Tour Racing GP page, or you can get in touch with us via email. Check out all the contact and phone numbers and everything that you guys need is right on the website. So that is tourracing.org. So go ahead, check it out, and I will see everybody on Sunday. Let's go racing.